We're going to do Daf Pei Tes and Erevin. We're going to start with the beginning of the new parak. So this talks about the idea that there are various rishuyos. I'll call them rishus hayachid, meaning as opposed to rishus harabim, which because of the fact that they are somewhat similar to each other, that makes them comparable, and therefore possibly, depending on which shita you follow, makes it permissible to carry from one of those category of Rishuyos to another one of similar category. Let's see how this breaks down according to the various shitas. So, beginning of Perek, of the ninth Perek, Kol Gagos, says as follows. Kol Gagos HaYir Rishos Achas, all the roofs on top of the houses of the city are considered all one domain. As long as there's no particular height of 10 tvachim higher or 10 tvachim lower from one to the other, which would create a problem, but otherwise, as long as they're at similar heights, you're able to carry from one to the other. Divrei Reb Meir. The Chacham disagree and say, no, each roof, as we'll see why, is considered its own domain, and you cannot carry from one roof to the other. Basically, the idea is just like you can't carry from one house to another house, because those are considered separate jurisdictions, so too, the roof on top of the house is also considered separate, and therefore you can't carry from one to the other. Reb Shimon is more extreme, and he goes, Reb Shimon Omer, Echad gagos, echad chateres, echad karfifas. Whether you're talking about a roof, or you're talking about a general courtyard, or even a karfif, which is an open area near the house, rishus achas, saying they're all considered one rishus, provided, however, l'chelim sheshav sulasoichon, as long as the chelim started in that particular rishus beforehand, the loy l'chelim sheshav sulasoichabayis, as opposed to the chelim, those things that started in the house. So even if you have your own private chutzre, which gives you the ability and the right to carry from your house into the chutzre, let's say, because you have an heir, that's fine. But that keli cannot go from the chutzre, just because it's in a chutzre now, is not permitted to go from that chutzre to another chutzre. The only time we allow, according to Reb Shimon, to go from one chutzre or even to another courtyard or other similar type of area, is as if it started in the chutzre in the first place, Erev Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Yosef Abaye Bar Abin, Verav Chanin Bar Abin, Yosef Abaye Gabayu. So Abba Bar Abaye and Reb Chanina were sitting, and Abaye was sitting with them. And they were saying the following to understand the Mishnah. Bishlan Rabban, and I understand the Rabban that hold each roof as separate. Savri Kishem Shadir and Chalukin Lamata, just like the people living underneath and the houses are below are separate. Kach Dir and Chalukin Lamata, so too their roof is a private roof on top of their house is also considered separate, and that's why you can't carry from one to the other. Elo Reb Meir, Michael Saba. But what does Reb Meir hold that allows you to carry from one to the other? If he holds that if they're separate underneath, they're separate on top also. So Amay Rishos Achas Hein. So then why would he allow you to carry from one roof to the other? The Kasaver Ein Chalukin. And if he holds that they are not separated, the Kol Lamala Me'asar Rishos Achas Hein, because everything above 10 Tzvachim is considered all one Rishos anyway. So then why does he say that if there's one higher than the other by 10 Tzvachim, you can't carry? What difference does it make? They're all above 10 tefachim to start with. So that was their question. So Amar lo Abaye. So Abaye says, "Lishmiruchu hada Amar Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi." Didn't you hear what Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi said? Amar hayu Rav Meir, because Rav Meir made a general statement. Anytime you find two different rishuyos, two different proper types of domains, but they're all considered like one rishus. Meaning, for example, they're all a rishus hayachid. You have a pillar which stands in it of its own right as its own rishos, but it's in the rishos hayachid. It's as long as it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which gives it its own domain. Even so, also the kasef alav, you can't even put, even in your own rishos hayachid, you can't put something to shoulder it and rest it on there in your rishos hayachid. Why? Because gezeir rishom tal b'rishos harabim, you're afraid that you may end up doing something similar to that in a rishos harabim, because in a rishos harabim that pillar would be considered a rishos hayochid, and that would be a real problem. So therefore, hachanami. So therefore, we don't allow you to do that in a rishos hayochid either. So if that's the case, hachanami gezeir rishom tal b'rishos harabim. So two over here, when you have one roof that's more than 10 tefachim higher than the other roof, that in and of itself creates that kind of situation where it looks like you're going from one domain to another, and we're not going to permit it. Even though, really, realistically, all the roofs are really considered one rishos. So the Gemara says, "Savar minei afilu machteshes v'afilu gigus." So if so, then we should even say even a handmill or a barrel, which is big but not that large, that should also be also. You shouldn't be able to put something on top of a barrel on your roof. So Amalei Abaye, no, Hachi Amar Mar. This is what he said before. Lo Yamar Meir Elo Umbud. He's only talking about a pillar which is very big, which is not movable, and a large mill which doesn't get moved. Since a person who sets a specific designated space for it, and therefore it doesn't get moved, so it looks like its own rishos, and that's why it's usher. But otherwise, it's not going to be a problem, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? When you're dealing with a wall, you have a wall that's between two courtyards, which is definitely a set place, and even so, it's permissible, it seems, to go onto that wall. Because even according to Rav Meir, that if you want to consider all roofs to be one rishos, we could also derive from that that all courtyards are considered one. In other words, you can't intermingle a roof to a chatzer, but all chatzers themselves are the same. And similarly, kafifos rishos ba'atzman, all kafifos, those open court, open areas, are also considered the same. So my lab, so what are we talking about? If there's a courtyard, presumably there's a wall around it, and then it's saying that you could go from one courtyard to another courtyard. That means you're going to put it on the wall and then carry from the wall back into the other chatzar. So it seems that you could go even to a pillar in a rishos hayachid. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, he says in the name of Rav Sheshes, Loi, v'hachnos v'hoitz derech sachem. No, enechanami, you can't go put something on top of the wall and then carry from the wall back into the other chatzar. But rather, you could go, if there's an opening which connects the two chatzaris, you can go from one chatzar to the other chatzar. Okay? But otherwise, according to Rav Meir, that's the reason why you can't go if they're too high, respectively, from one to another. That creates, it's considered like going from one rishos to another rishos, because it would be so in the rishos Rabban, even though in the rishos Hayachu, really, but it's not really a problem. Okay, the next line in the Mishnah is, each roof is considered its own roof. Now, why is that so? Itma. Rav Omer, so now that we consider it its own roof, Rav Omer, even though it's its own rishos, still, because it's open, now the reality is that there's no wall around the roof, because if there was a wall, it would be considered a private domain. That's not a problem. It's an open area. So therefore, Rav says, it's not considered rishos hayachid literally, so you can only carry dalet ames. Shmuel says, no, you could carry in the entire area, in your entire roof, even according to the Chachamim, because we consider the sides of the house, ki'ilu, they extend upward and create walls around your roof as well. So the Gemara says like this, if you have walls that are recognizable, now not literally, if they're physically there, then there's no issue. Recognizable means that there's a space between your house and the areas around it, where the walls of the house, the lower areas, can extend further up as if they, and it's recognizable that they would go around the courtyard as well. So there's no argument there that everybody would agree that's considered enclosed, and you can carry on your roof. Even Rob would agree to that. The only issue, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, is when you cannot recognize what the area, the walls around the chatzar. Meaning, let's say you have two houses like brownstone that are right next to each other, where there is definitely walls in between the two houses underneath, but as they extend up to the roof, there is no wall that extends all the way up. So it's not recognizable that there should technically be a wall in between them. So that's where Rav says, Rav Omar, Ematatam Loyal Vidal Amas. That's where Rav says you only have four Amas. Why Loyam are good Asik? Because you don't say the walls continued upwards, Bechitasa. You don't say that the walls continue upwards, and therefore it's considered open, as Rashi says, to Rishos, that's also to it, and therefore you can't carry more than Dalar Amas. Shmuel Amar, Mutamatatam Bakuloy, he says you could carry in the whole area, the Amar good Asik, Bechitasa, because you say that the walls continue extend upwards even though you can't see them, because the walls underneath, so to speak, go through the roof and continue upwards even though you can't see them. But they're there, and that's why you're allowed to carry in your own rishos, and then possibly even according to the other shitas to another roof as well. Okay, let's get to more precise. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, rishos la'atzmai. So it says that each roof is considered its own roof, its own rishos. So now, Bishlam of the Shmuel Michal. According to Shmuel, I understand it's considered its own rishos, so it should be permissible to carry in the whole area because it's a protected area. El Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, that says you can only carry in Dalar Amas. Why only Dalar Amas? It's its own rishos. But the answer is Amr Bey Rav Mishmei de Rav. They said in the name of Rav, Shalay Dal Bey Zamas Begagzeh, Bey Zamas Begagzeh. Even Rav said you could carry Dalar Amas. So what Rav is saying over here, according to the Chachamim, he's explaining the Chachamim to say that it's its own rishos, to point out that even Dalet Amas with two Amas in one roof and two Amas of another roof is also not permitted. It's both things. It's limited to Dalet Amas within its own roof, and also it's limited that you can't even carry into another rishos at all, even if you have some leeway there. It's still not permitted. So the Gemara, okay, and that's the way Rabbi's going to explain the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Loza says, Ki Avinu B'Bavel, when we were in Bavel, Have Amrinon Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, we would say in the name of Rav, the Amru, that Rav says, Ein metatalon boi yelabadalad amos. that he's only allowed to carry in Dalad Amos. Okay, that's consistent. However, but in the yeshiva of Shmuel Tanu, they learned Ein Lahen Elagagin, that they only have the Dalad Amos is only when you're dealing with roofs. Now, my Ein Lahen Elagagin. What did Shmuel mean? The yeshiva of Shmuel meant that they only had the roofs. Lav Deshar Latzel to Bekulit. What they meant to say is that they have the roof that you can carry the entire roof, which would contradict what we're saying, that Rav on the roof itself says you only had Dalad Amos. So the Gemara's response to that is, okay, that's a good question. However, mi alimim masnisin, is that question any stronger than the question we have on the Mishnah? Our Mishnah also said that you can carry on the roof, and we limited it to Dalad Amos. And the way we explained what he meant by the roof was this roof, and you can't even carry to another roof, which is right next to it, even within Dalad Amos. So the same thing you could say over here to explain over here also. What the Beis Shmuel meant was you have the whole roof, but that means you're limited to this roof, both in the sense that you can't go more than Dalad Amos and in the sense that you can't carry even within Dalad Amos to another roof. The Gemara then continues. So Rav Yosef says, I never heard this before. Now, as we pointed out a number of times, Rav Yosef was Abaye's Rebbe, but he forgot all his learning, and Abaye would remind him about what Rav Yosef taught him. So he said, I never heard this. So Amar Abaye, At Amos Nehilon, you taught it to us, Va'aha Amos Nehilon, and you taught it to us in the following context. It says in the following case, Gag Gadol Hasamach L'Katan, if we have a large roof, we're going to get more into this, that's next to adjoining a smaller roof, meaning the smaller roof enters, is adjacent to the larger roof, that the larger roof extends on either side, and the small roof there is no wall between the small roof, the smaller area, and the bigger area. The bigger area extends on either side beyond the small area. So the halacha is hagadol mutar v'hakatan aser, that this bigger area is mutar to carry and the smaller area is aser. And the reason is because for the bigger area purposes, since it extends on either side, the walls around the bigger area are considered walls around the whole thing, and the opening to the small area is just that, it's just an opening, whereas the smaller area is considered completely open to the large area, which is aser. Okay, that's the case. And you, this is Abaye, says to Rav Yosef, that you said to us, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Yishanu Ela Sheyesh Diyaren Azeh V'Diyaren Azeh. The only time it's a problem is if people actually live in the small area and the larger area. The Havele Had Katan Mechitzas Nedreshes. And the problem is that the wall in between the small area and remember, if you're dealing with a roof, that means there's a small house next to a big house. So that means there should really be an extension of the wall between the small house extending up through the ceiling around the small chutzner as well. But the reason why it doesn't count as a wall is because people are constantly walking from the small to the big and the big to the small. Midrash means it's trampled on, so it doesn't count as, it doesn't qualify as a wall. If there are no people living on top of the roof, so then Shnei Mutan, it should be mutter, because then it should be, we should consider it as if the wall does extend further up, and it should be completely mutter. So we see that you also hold to this concept that the wall underneath extends up onto the roof as well. So Amar Leis, so Rav Yosef responded, "No, that's not exactly what I said. What I meant to say is as follows. This is what I did say. What I meant to say is only if there's a really, literally a wall around the small one and a big one, then the rule applies. The Gadol Mishtari B'Gafufei. Then the bigger wall, the bigger area becomes mutter because it has, you know, the walls extending beyond the area." Of the small huts are on either side, to the left and to the right. So those gefufi, those extended walls, are considered a wall around the entire gadol. So it's mutter v'katan. And the reason why the katan is not permitted is nifritz b'maloi, because it's completely open on one side, meaning the side that it opens up to the larger area. Avalein mechitzos, but if there are no real walls, there's no walls around the actual physical walls around the roof. Shneiem asur, they're both going to be asur. So that's what I meant to say, and I don't consider the walls from the side of the house as if they go up. I meant literally that there are actual walls around the roof. So Abaye said, "V'hadu yurin amos lan," but he told it to us that it depends on whether people live there, not on whether there are walls there. So Rabbi Yosef responded, "If I discussed it in the context of people living up there, hachi amos lan. This is what I meant to say. This is how it should be interpreted." Not that people are actually living there. I definitely meant there have to be walls, but the walls themselves have to be walls that are practical for people to live there if they need to be. There's the meaning, like In other words, if you put up a fence, let's say you had a flat roof so you could go up a porch, you could put up a proper fence, a railing, and then people could live there. People could, you know, could spend time on the roof because there's a fence protecting them from falling off. As opposed to if you put up, you didn't really put up a fence, you put up like a post here and a post there or some shoddy materials here and there that just kind of, they mark where the end of the roof is, but if somebody leaned against it, it wouldn't hold them. So you couldn't really rely on it. You couldn't spend time up there because you don't really have a true wall. Okay, so it says, Ela sheyesh mechitza ru'uya ledira alzeh, mechitza ru'uya ledira alzeh. You have an actual wall that it makes it susceptible, makes it proper and appropriate for someone to live up there. So then that's considered a real wall. The Gadol mystery of the Gefufik. So now, because you have a real wall, because, so therefore, again, the bigger area is mutter because it has walls extending on either side and the opening is just considered a Pesach. The Katan Nifritz b'maloyai, but the small one is also because it's completely open to the bigger area, which is a problem. Abol yesh mechitzas ru'uya. That's where, fine. Abol yesh mechitzas ru'uya l'dira ala gadol. But let's say you have a proper fence railing around the bigger area. Ve'en ru'uya l'dira ala katan. But again, around the smaller area, for whatever reason, they didn't put up a proper fence. So it's not really susceptible for people living there. Afilu katan shari l'bnei gadol. The halacha will be actually completely different. It'll be not only mutter for the gadol to use its area, but it'll even be mutter for the gadol to use the smaller area, because, my timer, what would be the reason for that? Kivin de loyavad mechitza, since the small guy didn't make a proper wall around his roof, siluke nafshay omehacha. What he did is he removed himself and he basically abandoned his area and said, I don't care about this area because I'm not protecting it. And the big guy, well, I'm up here anyway. Once I'm up here anyway, I could wander onto the small area. Not that I'll stay there so much, but at least I could use it to the extent that I need it because I'm up here anyway. Obviously, I care about the roof and you don't care about the roof. Where do we see this concept? Kada Amar Rav Nachman, like we see similarly, like Rav Nachman said, Asa Sulam Kavua Lagag. Let's say you have a series of roofs, but no way of accessing it. But one guy goes ahead and puts a ladder up from his house onto the roof so he can access the roof. So Hutza B'chol HaGag, and he becomes permitted to use all the roofs on top of the houses, Kulon, all of them. As opposed to everybody else, they can't use it, but this one guy can because everybody else abandoned their roof because they have no way of getting there, and he can. So once he can access the roof and no one else is using it, he can use all of them. All right, so that's the difference over here also. So once, if the small guy, it's not so much small versus large anymore, it's because the smaller area, so to speak, waived his rights and abandoned the small area because he didn't put up a proper fence to protect his roof. So now, what if you do it just the opposite? Amar Abaye, Bana Aliyah Gabe Beisa. Let's say you built like a second floor around the roof area on top of your house. You actually put up real physical walls. Va'asa lefaneha daka. And what you did is you created a machlekes Rashi Tosfos, what exactly this means. So let's say, according to Rashi's shot, you put a small opening between the door, a small door between your, I'll call it the attic, and the other area space of the roofs. So arba, as long as it's four tefachim wide, meaning it's at least the size of a window, so it's considered the size of a pesach. So then hutzer b'chol agag and kulam, it becomes mutter for you since you have a proper room up there, because you built walls and you have access to the rest of the roof. So for your purposes, it's considered, you now gave yourself permission to use the entire roof area. Samarava, so that's fine, because you have an opening to the rest of the roofs, and you obviously stated that you want to be up there. Amarava, pa'amim sha'adaka le'isr. But sometimes, because of if I make an opening in that little room on top of my roof, sometimes that actually indicates that I should be usher to the rest of the roofs. How is that? Hechidama, what's the case? David lahadi tarbitza de'beso, that instead of having the opening in this attic room open towards the rest of the roofs, I have it just the opposite. I have the opening open towards my garden on the other side. So da'amar l'naturi tarbitza hu davidi, because I say that opening is really intended to look at the garden on the outside of the house, and the opening is not intended to give me access to the rest of the roof. So basically what I've just done is I cut myself off from access to the rest of the roof, and therefore it's not permitted for me to, even though I have a room, I have a walled-in space on top of the roof, which clearly indicates that I want to use the roof, but it does not give me permission to go ahead and use the entire roof space, because I cut myself off by showing that I really, the purpose of this room on top of the roof is really to guard and protect the garden, but not really to give me access and intent to use the roof, or at least the rest of the roofs, for that purpose. All right, so we'll stop over here. Okay, hopefully that, well, I finally had time to prepare, so when you give me the heads up, oops, and...